Going to be talking about the City of Cape Town's Traffic Fine Roadshow, what it's all about. It's taking place this week, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And I'm joined on the line now by the Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security, JP Smith. JP, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Afternoon. It's a huge pleasure.
I'm a little bit ashamed to admit that I have one or two outstanding traffic fines myself. What exactly is happening at the roadshow this week? Is it like an amnesty where I can come and get my fines taken away?
That might be a slightly ambitious explanation may create some expectations that we won't be able to honor. But what you can do is come and speak to the public prosecutors who are deployed there. Those public prosecutors have the discretion in law to decide to either withdraw or reduce a notice. So if you've been issued a fine and you think it's unfair or you absolutely cannot afford to pay and you think you can convince a public prosecutor of that, then come and speak to them and they will apply their minds and they may well decide to assist. Then obviously you can check your outstanding fines and you can deal with any outstanding warrants. So the warrants is really the thing where it becomes a problem. Then you are what is called a scofflaw. This is where in South African law, if you get a fine, that's an admission of guilt fine. You pay that fine for the right to admit your guilt and so as not to appear in court. If you do not appear in court, if you don't pay, you have to go to court. If you go to don't appear in court, the court, in other words, national government, issues a bench warrant of arrest for you for contempt of court. And the city's enforcement services will then execute those warrants. If we find you at home or at work or on the street somewhere, then you are detained and presented to the court where you were meant to be in the first place. So that's how the law works. And we obviously want to try and avoid people becoming scofflaws and being in contempt of court, because at that stage, we also then presume that you are not changing your driving behavior. The reason we do all of this is not for the revenue. That money doesn't come back to safety and security. It goes towards council in general and is a tiny, tiny, tiny part of our revenue. The bigger issue is you're changing your behavior. And the reason you get a fine is so that you will hopefully not repeat the thing you did before that was dangerous, which was speeding or talking on your cell phone while driving, or cutting in front of people or ignoring channeling lines, etc.
Okay. Now, JP, we know it's happening at the Civic Center. Is it an all-day event? And also, do you need to book or is it happening on a walk-in basis?
It's walk-in, so you can go. There's in the past, there's been quite a bit of queues. That's why we're doing it for 3 days. It's from 8:30 till 2, and you just you can go and check your vehicle or your ID and see if there's anything relating to you on the system. Okay. Also gives you the opportunity to clear admin marks. And if for some reason you're close to the end of the day and you're at the 2 o'clock slot and you don't get serviced and you do want to come back the next day, we will give you priority attention the next day when you return so that we don't unnecessarily consume your time. And it is the intention to roll out these roadshows across the city from next year. We've wanted to do that before. COVID disrupted that a bit, but we're hoping we're back on track. And we believe we will be able to roll out these roadshows citywide at different facilities and different communities so that it's readily accessible to all communities throughout the year and that people can go to their nearest facility and do this and hopefully over time reduce the amount of scofflaws in the system and the number of people, therefore, which we have to arrest when we find them on the street.
JP, we've got some questions coming in for listeners, and unfortunately we don't have much time, but could you answer Neville's question possibly? He says, those drivers that received a notification of a fine but subjected to a court appearance, which means there's no amount on the notification due to exceeding the speed threshold by more than 31 kilometres, do I qualify for a concession, he says.
So this obviously is, my understanding is yes. You can engage the public prosecutor. We cannot give you a fine because the amendment to the National Act says that if you exceed the speed limit by more than 30 in an urban area and 40 in a rural area, then you cannot get a fine anymore. You must appear in court and that the court is then expected to create a more serious penalty for you, which may involve the suspension of your license.
Okay. I wish we had more time with you, JP, and perhaps we can check in with you again towards the end of the week once the roadshow is underway, because there are a lot of questions coming in from listeners.
Absolutely. Would be very happy to do so, ma'am. Otherwise, maybe come and do a part of your broadcast at the facility. I'm sure you're going to have some interesting conversations.
And pay my fines at the same time. Thank you.
That was the subtle hint underlying that. Yes, ma'am.
Point taken. Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security, JP Smith, thank you so much for joining us.